Welcome to The Lighthouse. We are so excited to be on air. I'm your host, Tina Godin. Along with me are Natasha Scott and Shannon Johnson. We are ready to dive into deep discussions on various spiritual and life topics and to be of service to the many seekers out there like we are. The Lighthouse team will be airing every other Thursday night, not just on Blog Talk Radio. Follow our Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube channels as we will be doing live shows on the various platforms, including many free readings. This week's topic is, what is spiritual hygiene and can everyone benefit from it? Welcome, ladies.
Good evening, Tina. How are you and Natasha doing?
Hi, Natasha. Are you with us? I don't hear her. Let's just give it a minute here for Natasha. How are you, Shannon?
Oh, I'm doing very good this evening. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Okay. I am seeing Natasha boot out, and she will be coming back in. She just probably had some connectivity issues. But for the meantime, we will dive into our topic. So first of all, the question is, what is spiritual hygiene and how can everyone benefit from it? So Shannon, do you have any ideas as to how to define what spiritual hygiene is?
Well, you know, a lot of different people interpret the word spiritual in many different ways. So if we think about the fact that we're an energetic being in a physical form, it's really good to do some maintenance on the energy fields that we have that are interacting with everything, planet, nature, animals, each other, and you know, plus our minds are so busy and they get cluttered up just like a closet too, you know. So for me, I like to explain spiritual hygiene to a lot of people as it's that way of energetically cleansing all the crap that's building up in your mind, in your thoughts, your emotions, and your energy fields of your whole body, because we're such a layered being that, you know, it's always good to take care of cleaning out those dust bunnies, or if you've just had, you know, some tough experiences or was someplace that you felt uncomfortable, to be able to maintain and help your own body and energy and your mental health stay in a better consistent stasis. So, and there's so many different ways of doing it that, you know, it has no limitations from the terminology unless you try to limit it itself, right? So that's kind of how I like to interpret it and define it. How about for you? How do you explain it to
Wow, it's such a big, broad topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the spiritual hygiene goes hand in hand with the physical hygiene, you know, because one without the other doesn't really, you know, like coincide. It doesn't really work, right? So they both equally help one another. So spiritual hygiene, you know, can consist of, you know, meditation. It can consist of cleansing, clearings. It can consist of, you know, hydration. You know, however that you connect with your soul, your higher self, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual hygiene also could be, you know, consisting of being in nature, right? And connecting to, you know, to earth and to nature and the ground and everything. And all that is. And when we don't have the physical hygiene perspective, you know, like taking care of our bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Showering, you know, daily, or, you know what I mean? Just kind of cleansing the body. And we hold a lot of energy within our hands and our feet. We do absorb energy through our hands and our feet, and we may not realize that, right? So we go to shake somebody's hand, and we're picking up right on their energy, which comes into our auric field as well. And it could be yucky energy, right? And
mm-hmm.
so that's why it's so important also is to have that, you know, physical hygiene as well, keeping our hands washed, because after you wash your hands, you've eliminated that energetic connection right there, and also cleanse the skin. And then, you know, when we have that spiritual hygiene, when, you know, we're doing something that's on a daily that's for our spiritual needs, you know, to keep that cleansed as well, you know, both work hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how about you, Natasha?
Can you ladies hear me now?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Hello? Okay, great. My cat is also talking. I apologize for that.
She's joining in the conversation.
Exactly.
She's a noodle.
Yeah.
Rudolf Steiner, you know, he was a pretty deep esoteric scientist. He talked about the spiritual body, which he also called the star body, and the mental emotional body, the physical body, the light body, and the astral body. And then the light body and the astral body are dream time. And he broke it down like that. And I think we have to pay attention to all these parts of ourselves, or we do go out of balance. It's like having our chakras out of balance. So let me see here. I made some notes. I think one of the important things is to at all times to be gauging yourself. Where are you at? How are you feeling? Where's your energy at? Where are your thoughts at? Because with everything that's going on in the planet, there are quite a few people that are stuck in the negative thought pattern. And it's really important to be active about catching yourself when you're doing that and maybe going into gratitude or going into nature or a salt bath, like whatever you need to do to get yourself back to the, like, neutral point minimum. Ideally, you're in a state of gratitude, but if you can't do that, if you're at least neutral, so your vibration's not dropping down too low.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I would say is yeah. Just gauging yourself and where are you at, you know?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, it's always good to check in and see how you're feeling. And sometimes, you know, when we're not doing that enough, we may not know where it's coming from, right? Why our vibration is lowered. Oh, my goodness, can you hear that? Oh, that's so funny. I think she agrees with me, right?
She totally does.
Yes.
That's hilarious. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, so if we're not checking in with ourselves, we may just be oblivious to it because we always, you know, we can also become desensitized to it too, right? If we're not in a,
mm-hmm.
you know, in some type of routine or something like that, we just may not even be aware of it ourselves. How we're feeling, where it's coming from, and it's really important to be in tune with our, you know, with ourselves, and that will help us on our, you know, in our everyday life.
Yeah. You know, when you're starting to feel that rush of anxiety, that bit of panic that's going on, these are all light little clues of, hey, you need to pay attention in the moment and, you know, help yourself come back into the now moment because this is going on. And, you know, spiritual hygiene practices are fabulous ways to help yourself do that, to come back into the now moment and pull out of whatever that energy interaction that is creating the discomforts, right? So one of the tools that I really love to use is called unruffling, and I learned it through the healing touch practice. It's part of their teaching, and it's like scooping the energy off of you, you know, and it's something you can pop into the bathroom and do. I teach it in my Reiki classes because it's such a valuable tool for myself to just be able to go in sometimes, and you just need to, like, okay, let me just unruffle around my head a little bit and get this my thoughts recentered and pull me back into the now moment so that I'm not having to react and make decisions from a reaction state of mind. I can instead be listening to the situation and come from a response to what is really happening versus all of that additional input that's happening in the moment, you know. So spiritual practices, hygiene practices, I find to be such tangible, quick tools that you can pull into in any form in your life. Once you have ones that you know how to use for a quick moment or very long, intense situations when something's going on for days or weeks and you're having to deal with heavy stress, you know, so there's so many valuable ways, and it really helps the physical body, because when we do more spiritual hygiene, your heart health improves because your body is not producing as much cortisol, which is the death hormone from stress in your body that likes to kill your heart. So, you know, we do so much about coming from the heart and learning to come from the heart in our decisions and our interactions with others, that we also have to remember this is a good thing to, tools to utilize, so that way we're taking care of the physical and through all those other layers of the spiritual self.
Mm-hmm.
Did I make any sense? I went off somewhere.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. That's awesome. It was really good. Yeah, I mean, I concur absolutely. Yeah, I found myself. It's funny when you mentioned it. I thought about something that happened to me this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a conversation with someone. Before the conversation, I knew I was going to have this conversation. And before I went into it, I had to really center myself. I had to think about the whole situation, right? And I knew that in the situation, it would be really a difficult conversation. And, of course, I prayed about it. I, you know, asked my spirit team to come in and assist and to help me keep calm, because it was a very stressful conversation to have. And I went into it, and I was able to, you know, hold that calmness. The other person I was speaking to remained calm as well. And even if they hadn't, I was able, you know, to just have that calmness within me. And, you know, it's because of the practice of the spiritual hygiene that I do for myself, for meditation and journaling, right? And so that does help me, and it does enable me to keep that calm space within, right? And so I know that my energy is felt by the other person as well. And it worked out really well. So I had that awareness. I knew it would be really stressful. I reached out with the, you know, intention that, you know, to help have this conversation be calm and loving as can be. And it really did help. It really helped me stay centered and calm. And you're right. I mean, that could have had it, you know, had I not paused and thought about that process, I could have went into this whole conversation reactive, as you mentioned, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, my heart would hurt, and then I'd get anxious, and then I'd have all those you know, those feelings too. So it does, that pause, I always talk about the pause. And I'm not perfect at it, but I certainly do practice it as much as I can, and I'm always reminding myself about that pause.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
What's your favorite go-to quick item besides the pause? When your quick go-to when you're out and about and it's hitting you in the grocery line. What do you guys go to? Because we all know, we've all been there. We've been in them stores. We've been in them grocery lines. And you're just like, oh, who just entered the line? Oh, it's sticky.
Yeah.
It's gooey. You're like, Or you're like, oh, suddenly swamp water. Who is that? You're like looking at the cart behind you. And, okay, they're putting off something. what's your spiritual hygiene go to when you're in those moments?
Well, Natasha, you want to go first?
Yeah, if something's happening that, you know, I'm like, ooh, you know, why am I creating that right now? I just say, this is happening for me, not to me. So I try
I like
to
that.
Zoom out and look at the big picture. What else do I do? Probably also the breathing. Just take a deep breath. If you're actually getting angry about anything, just take a deep breath and keep breathing deep while you calm yourself. That's if I'm in a public place. I mean, it obviously depends where you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
True.
So,
that's true.
Yeah.
It's funny. When you mention that, I mean, I'm always saying, I'm talking to myself within my mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
So something happens around me and I'm like, you know, so my thoughts will, it's funny, you know, just think to myself, breathe, Tina, breathe, just breathe, you know. And then if it gets where, you know, if it gets to be, see, it happens to me when I'm driving. I am the worst, right? Somebody cuts me off or whatever it is. I am the worst. My children will tell you I'm the worst. And especially if you're, you know, you're busy, you're trying to get somewhere. And I'm a calm driver. I really am a calm driver. But it seems sometimes people around, I don't know if I mean, I think I just manifest them in my morning routine, right? So it just seems to happen to me, but it's a lesson, right, of patience. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
But I always, you know, I always tell myself to breathe. And I do have, you know, like that little quick conversation with my spirit team, and I'm like, okay, I'm really having a tough time here being calm, or wow, you know, how do I get out of this situation or whatever it is. So I'm always in tune with my spirit team and my higher self, and I'm always having that internal conversation. Nobody else around me knows what's happening, but you know, so that dialogue will occur, and I do. I mean, and the breathing, definitely the breathing, just to remind yourself. So you got that pausing, you got that breathing, and then, you know, if it gets to be too much, I pull out the big guns and ask the spirit team to come in and see what it says.
I love this. So for me, when I have that happen and I'm at this store, now, I haven't driven in, oh, God, it's been 13 years now. And so my husband has to chef. He's my chauffeur. And so we go everywhere together, right, you know. And he's the one that's like, God, guys need to get off his damn cell phone and everything like that, you know, or can't they go the speed limit? We're like 10 under. And I just look at him and I'm like, we're out for a Sunday drive, baby. Ain't nowhere we got to be that's that big of a deal. And then he'll breathe. And it's like, okay. And once we do that, it's like all of a sudden that person will turn off, or they go, or they finally get to the speed limit, you know, and you're like, so I'm always reminding of, no, it's just like a Sunday drive. It doesn't matter what time of week it is. I just go, babe, it's no different than a Sunday drive. We get there when we get there. And all of a sudden everything shifts out. But I'm very sensitive in the stores to everything. And I'll be in the store and in the line. And I'm that person that's like, I mean, there was just a man who was looking at, and I'm in the vegetable section, my daughter's laughing, because he comes over and he sees me with the Brussels sprouts, you know. And I'm just la, la, la. And he's like, you know how to cook those? Yep. He comes over, he's all inquisitive. I gave him like 5 different ways and recipes to cook them, so he's going to take them home. And my daughter's just kind of looking at me. She's like, Mom, you know, you just engage with anybody at any time. And I do, but I also feel them. So there's times that it's like, ooh, I live in the South, you know, so there's some cruddy energy that gets put off sometimes, or people are grumpy, and you'll feel that. And so that's when I'm doing that energy visualization of an energy shower, and I find it very amusing because people don't know, and here I'm like, yeah, I'm like totally naked in an energy shower if you just knew. This clothing and everything, it's just a facade for what's going on over here, you know. And then you kind of splash them with a little water too, you know. Hey, why not? Here you go. Here's a little chokoray, little, here you go, from, you know, Reiki. Oh, here you go. Have a little Reiki water on you. You'll feel better, you know. And I'm there going, oh, aren't you having a good day? Oh, do you need a little room on your cart? You know, and at the same time, I'm like splashing energy water at them like, do. You'll feel better, honey. Have a good day. You know? My husband is always just like, can't take you anywhere, you know.
Like, that's hilarious.
Talking away. They have no clue what just happened, but for me, I've now done it for myself, and I get to laughing about it inside, so that way because I know my energy, and as a healer and everything, I want to help people. My energy just is like, hi, let me help you with that. Let's take a little of that. My conscious self is not doing that. It's like, no. But the energy self is like, yes, let's give you a little help over here. So I've had to learn. I gather people's crap when I'm out. So I have to transmute, transform, get it off. And visualizing that shower, nobody else knows when you're standing in line. And I'm like, there's visualizing the whole bath. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
My daughters, they think it's hilarious to go grocery shopping with me because I am that person. I'm dancing to the music and I'm singing the song and I'm because people, if you ever notice them in the grocery store, they get very droned, and they get very, their energy goes, like, hibernate. It's a very survival mode function that you watch them transition into, and so my daughter thinks it's hilarious that I'm in there just, like, jamming with the cart, we're dancing, do. But that energy is being hand it off, right? Because you're in a place that's a very public environment, so your energy is being shared into the space. So I leave that happy energy like little cotton candy clouds behind me, and hopefully those other people are going to pop into them. Or maybe they'll build
that's
up a little bit in that space, and
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yep. No, in those public places, it could be draining too. But that's awesome that you know what I mean? You don't feel drained because you go into it, you know, you recognize it, and, you know, you've got your vibration high, you're dancing to the music, and it's not all that energy that's around doesn't, you know, affect you in that way where it's not being infiltrated. So that's awesome. That is awesome. And you know, you rub off on
changing my approach.
Yeah.
It took changing my approach to it.
Yeah.
It really did.
And you're rubbing off on everybody else too, right? So people that may see you, people that may just be right next to you, especially people that are sensitive to energy too, will pick up on that, and it's brightened their day. So that's fabulous. I think that's fabulous.
Yeah, because I don't like to go out very often. I really don't. So I leave my little marks where I can.
Yeah.
But that's a big reason, because I use the nature and the, you know, I do a lot of planetary work and collective work from my home and through the land that we're on in my home and in the woods. So I focus a lot of that. But that also means that you're pulling in, you know, you have, it's kind of like cleaning up the Hoover, you know, because you're pulling from the collective. And so it always reminds me oh, my God, I can't believe it just ran out of my brain. Mel Brooks's version of Star Wars. Spaceballs!
Excuse me. That's a really good movie.
I love that movie.
That is a good movie.
But remember the ship turns into the big maid with the Hoover?
Yeah. Very funny.
Sucking the air out of the planet. That's what I visualize is happening out in my yard. You know, I just put it up in the air and got to go, shh, and suck it out. You know, and then it's like, okay, let's transform that. Yeah, so I love that visualization. It's a great one to use when you're working on, you know, more planetary hygiene.
Yeah. That is a good one.
That is a good one. For sure.
And for some reason, there's somebody out there listening that really needed that visualization, too.
Yeah, definitely. I believe that.
Have you ever thought about that for your other business, though, Tina? I mean, you guys are working public places that people are leaving dust bunnies in.
Yeah. No, I have. No, definitely. Definitely. I mean, even going in, when you walk into the empty building, right, I can still feel as I walk in the people that have been in there, the workers. I can feel the energy of customers, people walking in and out. So I do feel it. If you actually stand there and just close your eyes and just hone in on it, you can truly feel it. Luckily, the businesses are, you know, they're not very stressful places, right? It's a very, it's a busy atmosphere, right? But it's different. It's not like it's a restaurant or anything like that. So the energy is a little bit different, but I can feel it. I can go in and so what happens to me is I'll just start getting visuals, different things. So I'm walking into a place and it's, you know, I kind of sometimes may get bombarded by just like pictures, like a movie screen, and it'll just zoom past me really fast. And that's been happening all of my life. I didn't know what that was when I was younger. But now I'm aware of what that is. I'm picking up in the energy. I'm getting visuals of it. And of course, it's that residual energy that's left over. And, you know, so I'm picking up on the people and things in their life. And it's interesting. But yeah, I mean, going in there, I'm always, you know, putting that bubble around myself so I don't absorb it or take it in, and different things like that. And it's funny, when I do leave, I say goodbye to the building in my mind, like, have a good night, you know. And I've always done it. I never knew why I did it, you know what I mean? So it's just that routine for me. So I go in with that feeling of, you know, it's like a hello, I'm here, you know, and then when I leave, have a good night. And I just respect the space and respect the energy. And it's kind of like I feel like I leave good vibes so that when the people come in the next day, you know what I mean? They sense that, they feel good. And I always want to leave my imprint, and that's kind of how I do it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good, Tina. I was going to say, if I'm at the grocery store, I've got a checklist, and I'm on a mission. I don't really take in the people.
That's
like
cool.
Wherever
yeah.
I am. Yeah, I don't. I'm focused on my grocery list. I'm not really focused on people unless, you know, someone needs to talk to me for whatever reason. I often go in at weird times, too, so I'm not ever usually in a lineup at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not at the store when it's busy. Like, often if I'm doing groceries, it'll be after 7 or 8 p.m., so that's not even a thing. But, like,
yeah.
If I go to the market where we can get the apple fritters and the fresh vegetables, that will be packed, but I'm still on my mission. I'll just be mission-focused. I'm not very people-focused.
Yeah, that's great. No, that's a great way of protecting your energy, really, you know,
mm-hmm,
and you're
yeah.
hyper-focused.
Yeah.
You're on that mission, and you're blocking out, you know, what isn't going to serve you. And so, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. That's great. And that's good, too, whatever works. And that's the thing. It's all individualized. So for
yeah.
the listeners,
yeah.
It's how, you know, how you feel or how what you can how, you know, you go through it or how you feel about, doing that and protecting your energy or, you know.
Yeah.
So it's an
yeah.
individual thing. It really
yeah.
is.
You know,
all right,
lady. Journaling and meditations and walking, exercising, you know, a lot of different ways to incorporate some form of spiritual hygiene.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just a lot of times acknowledging that it's more than what you're thinking it is, you know. For instance, some people, they're like journaling. Oh, I'm just, you know, what am I supposed to write? I'm just going to write that, you know, today I went and did that, or not having a drama. You don't need to, you know. Sometimes it's just a fact of, you know, starting to doodle and on the page that then is like, gosh, you know what, today, it was kind of average, you know. But the act itself is allowing you to cleanse parts of the mind. And one of the things we struggle with most right now is mental health in an overall collective around the planet. So the more that we focus on our own spiritual hygiene and practices that help us cope with the stresses in our lives, that energy alone, as you, for you, is into the collective drop that then ripples out for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
Well, that's good. Yeah, and I do like that check in with yourself too, you know, and I think you know, sometimes we forget life is busy. There's so many things going on, and just to take that time. How am I feeling today? Just physically feeling. How am I emotionally feeling? And like you mentioned with mental health and everything. I mean, we're all feeling it. You know, the way things are in the world. And so it's really important to just check in, to acknowledge, to be aware, and then grab those tools to help you navigate through, you know, some of these difficult times, for sure. Mm-hmm.
There was something I wanted to add, and this is more about some things to avoid to protect your energy, is be really mindful of when you give your energy to watch anyone on TV or on YouTube, et cetera, really gauge if their energy is actually good for you, okay? Because I think I'm going to use a real-life example. Like, I think Andrew Tate is a horrible example to men. I think he is very toxic, and I see him as an agent of division. And then you have all these young men that are brainwashed with him, and, you know, he doesn't think very much of women, and he has a lot of very questionable ideas. And I did, you know, go on his website, I checked out his tenets, and oh boy. And then there's someone I follow on Twitter, he goes by Masculine Theory, and he is, you know, really explaining things from a heart-based level. And another thing I wanted to add when you were talking about spiritual hygiene, it is not a good idea to be watching porn. A lot of men are addicted to porn, and probably a number of women, and whatever sex you are, doesn't matter. Porn has negative attachments to it. So when you're watching that, you can get a really bad negative attachment. You can even become possessed. So it's really important to be mindful of all these things and, you know, be aware. You watch that person and then something negative happens within a couple hours or the same day. Really be aware of what energy you're taking in from another person. What do you ladies think about that?
Yeah, it reminds me also of music too, because I'm thinking about like frequency. And to just you know, just to be aware of even the frequency of music. So, you know, certain hertz are, you know, just a lower vibration. And so, you know, I would just be mindful of that too. You know, maybe that's just not something that's going to be beneficial for you and actually might make you feel worse and you may not even be aware of it, right? So music too, I mean, what you're watching, TV, news, you know, I mean, we can go on and on and on. And it definitely carries that frequency. And so, you know, some people aren't aware of that. It does have that that energy to it. So, you got to be careful what you're...
Yeah, the music, they set it at 440 hertz, which is dissonant. It attracts negative energy. And that's what people are listening to, and they have no idea.
Right.
And then also the lyrics. They also will have a lot of lyrics that are not empowering. They're very negative, and the word, any word you use is a spell, right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you don't even know what the lyrics are because you're just going by the melody or the beat, right? And how often, you know, the beat sounds real great, but you're not really listening to the lyrics, right? Or the reverse, the beat isn't so great, right? It's a lower... that 440 hertz, right? And you're having that effect. You're not understanding why you feel that way. And So, I mean, even when you're doing meditations too, I mean, there's meditations you could do for healing meditations that have a higher frequency of the hertz. They have, you know, just different meditations that you have. If you look at the frequency on YouTube, you can just choose the ones, you know, to help you raise those, you know, your vibration too. But
I was gonna
agree with
say,
all of that.
All the things you do, I think, before you go to sleep is also very important. You know, how your bedroom is set up. Personally, I like to listen to 528 hertz, like heart meditation music, or I like to listen to Mayland's. She has a video. Let me see here. Archangel Uriel Angelic Light Code Transmission. If I feel myself getting riled up, I'll listen to that, and it'll just calm me down and reset me. that I find the quality of my dreams are far better if I listen to a bit of that before I go to sleep.
Yeah, that's good too. Yeah, it's good to do that as well. Yeah, for sure. I mean, if we're on our phones reading the news late at night, you know, that's certainly not going to help our sleep. Yeah, yeah. And
But I do the meditation music after. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. That's good. So you're balancing it off. But I'm not saying looking at that is bad or anything like that. But it does have a lower vibration to it. And so if you're going to offset that lower vibration, then yeah.
What do you think, Shannon?
Yeah. I mean, I don't get on the computer anymore that late at night. I get off by 10, try to avoid my phone, you know, a lot of those things, because I used to have such a problem at night with sleeping. Mm-hmm. And I don't dream very often. So I used to run through lists like crazy in my younger years, you know, raising a family, working in accounting. I was a list person, like phenomenal, you know. Everything had to have a list. It was how I stayed organized and could handle, you know, five people's lives all at one time. And, you know, once I had to leave all of that world behind, I was really struggling with sleep because I would hyper-focus on things that happened in the day. And then with not having REM sleep, you're not getting a lot of deep sleep as well either with that. And I ended up having to find ways to reset. And I started doing a gratitude prayer. And I put it on repeat. So when I lay down at night, I start it, you know, with a thank you to spirit, and I, you know, thank for the day today and all of the blessings received today, even if they didn't feel like blessings. And I really cussed them out about it in the daytime, you know. put my head on the pillow. I have to, you know, bring my focus into that. You know, no, everything was serving me. So they were all blessings in one form of another. And thank you for the blessings for tomorrow as well. And, you know, I do my little thank you for each of my family members. And, you know, and I put it on a repeat until I fall asleep, because I was working my lists and my to-dos and hyper-focusing on things that didn't go very well, that I was having very stressful sleep. And then you wake up in the morning and you're exhausted because you worked your butt all night long on shit that you couldn't change, right? Uh-huh. Because you can't change. Mm-hmm. You can't change what happened 2 seconds ago. You only got the now, right? And the book, The Power of Now, also helped me to realize that I had to start letting go of this that whole thank God I should have done that instead of this, or I should have said this instead of that, or, you know, those whole things we mull over in the daytime when we're in our younger years. I mean, in my 20s, I probably created over 50% of the gray hair on my head from all of those I should have, I didn't do that, all those worries, you know. But using that gratitude prayer has done a reset, an energetic reset, where it's almost allowing that hygienic shower release of everything that transpired in the daytime and putting a different spin on waking up to what tomorrow is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm already putting in, thank you for the blessings we'll receive tomorrow. You know, and putting that mindset in and into the energy field, so that then when you're waking up feeling like, okay, so, you know, it's going to be a good day. No matter what is going to happen, that's how we're going to start it out. And it really has shifted quite a bit, and it has actually helped my sleep. And my daughter, who, you know, says she's dragging me into the new technology world, she bought me a smartwatch for Christmas. So I'm now actually having it track my sleep patterns, and I'm finding out how really bad they are. They laugh because, you know, here again, I'll do like, you know, I'm like, okay, let's look, you know, and they'll crack up because I'm like, you know, I'm hot flash mama over here. And my husband will crack up. He's like, oh, honey, you know, I got 2 hours and 15 minutes of deep sleep and I got 2 hours of REM last night. And I'll look at mine and I'm like, I got an hour and 15 minutes of deep sleep and my REM says no data available. He's like, what? And I'm like, look, no data.
Wow.
Yeah. Or it'll say 6 minutes. I got 6 minutes of dream time. I'm like, wow. I've been asking my spirit team about that, and they said, well, remember a long time ago you said, you know, if we were going to work, you needed to be out of body. They're like, see that deep sleep marker right there? That's us, baby. Then we bring you back and drop you in, drop you off.
Thanks.
But I've had to realize the nights that I do my spiritual hygiene and really do, you know, where I tend to be doing what I feel like is a longer time of it, the deep sleep recorded is much larger. Whether the REM shows up or not, I've had to let that go, and I've had to focus that my body is no longer requiring that. It's requiring this over here instead. So that's where I'm more out of body, but the rejuvenation to the physical form is happening at deeper levels. And I went, oh, that's what's, yeah. And there's that release because you're not holding on to so much stress from the daytime. The cortisol level is dropping, which is allowing the heart to stay more at the rested sleep rate. Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
We're such a complicated physical form for this energetic being to express itself. It's amazing. You know, the science of it itself to be able to do all of this is, it blows my mind, you know.
It does. Yeah, for sure. Wow. Well, that was an awesome conversation, ladies. And I hope that the listeners can gain some information from that. That's helpful to them. We have some callers in the queue. Are you guys ready to do some reading?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Let's start with, okay. So listen for your area code, and then I'll put you live with us. Area code 212. Hi,
yes,
212.
Hi there.
Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Sure, my name is Bryn, and I'm calling from New York City, Manhattan. Yeah, and I was wondering if I could get a message from my guides, if that's possible.
Okay, did you say your first name is Glenn? I'm sorry?
No, Bryn, Bryn, B-R-Y-N, sorry. Yeah, Bryn.
B-R-Y-N. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Natasha, do you want to start?
No, I'm just dealing with my cat for a moment.
You're feeling? Okay. Shannon?
No, I said I'm dealing with my cat for a minute.
Okay. Shannon, do you want to start?
Yeah. Bryn.
Yeah.
Okay. So I pick up three guides that stand around you. There's two males, one female, is their presentation for me. And one of the males is giving me the presentation of a Native American blanket wrapped around him. He reminds me kind of an elder in the way he's presenting himself with this very detailed blanket around him. And he is telling me this blanket is representing the many lifetimes of you exploring the current issues that are going on in your life, the stagnancy that seems to be happening. Are you feeling stagnant?
Not lately.
Has it been on and off?
It's been on and off because today, earlier on, I had a big energetic download coming in, and it's been on and off. It's been like...
Okay, the on and off. The on and off. Okay, so he's showing this, and he says, don't let that deter you from the path. The on and off is for you getting that recalibrations, because you're completing this tapestry that is on this blanket. This lifetime is about completing these challenges. He bows. He says, I want to applaud you because we know the struggle has been rough sometimes, and sometimes it's felt like if we had gone and stood out in the alley and left you alone for a while, but we never did. So the tapestry is coming together in the blanket that he's showing, and he wants you to know, don't worry. It's all coming together, and we are the comfort. When you're seeking and you're asking and you're wondering, he says, this is us stepping forward, and we wrap the blanket around you at those moments. And just breathe with us at that time. The female wants to let you know that she is a part of your spiritual path, the spiritual journey you've been on, and she's come into your meditation several times. But she would like to present a little bit more of a alien presentation. Crystalline, she says, crystalline. Okay, you know this, crystalline beings. She says, I'm more crystalline being, but she's been presenting more human to you in meditation for your comfort level. When you're ready, she says, just say so, and she'll begin to shift into her crystalline form for you, because this is how she works with you as a soul in spirit. She is one of your teachers. And so she is being a specialist guide for you for the spiritual journey that you're on.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty fascinating. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. And they want you to know that you have more strengths than you give yourself credit for. The path is going to begin to have less of this that hesitation happening, that pullback. So,
Okay. Wow.
That's what I have for you, hon.
Thank you so much. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Bryn. This is Tina. Yeah. So
I
do have a lot of information coming through here. It just feels to me that you are a healer yourself, because the first thing that I see are like energy, like warm energy, and it's coming from your fingertips. And so I'm seeing that around you. I don't know if you understand that.
Yeah, I understand.
But you do. Okay. And I'm also seeing, I feel that you're a healer yourself. I am also seeing a few guys that step forward. I am seeing a lady. So the first guide that I do see is a lady, and she's showing me lavender, the color lavender.
Nice.
And she's, lavender is, as you know, is very calming. And
right. This
is how she's representing herself and also you, because what she's telling me is that you're a very calm person. Also, you're a very patient person, and it's just a beautiful quality that you do have, because everything just feels like very, very flowy, very natural, and you kind of take things as they come. And, so she's encouraging you to keep doing that, to have that mindset, and also to let you know. Yeah, and also to let you know that you're doing so much as far as being able to help others more than you know. So what I'm hearing from her, there's more of an effect more than you know. It's important for you to know that.
Yeah, I think sometimes it happens in my sleep. I do a lot of work in my sleep time. That's what I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I do have a gentleman here as well. And he's been with you for a very long time. He feels like he would be a family member for you. Because I just feel, I'm seeing like a bunch of people around, different generations. And so I would feel like this would be like a grandfather in spirit for you. Or great grandfather that you were close with. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I didn't know my great grandfather. I only know my grandfather on my mother's side. I never met my dad's father.
Okay.
Would be a grandfather. But I.
Okay, so. Yeah, this is who I think I'm connecting with, because I'm seeing them all around. And so this, I'm seeing great-grandfather, I'm seeing grandfather. But this grandfather that you do know, that you are familiar with, he feels, his energy feels a lot like yours too. So this man would have been very patient. This man would have been very loving and kind. Do you understand that with your grandfather?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you have a lot of his qualities, and I feel that he himself also had abilities and also was connected. I feel like his connection to earth, I feel his connection to nature. Would you understand that as well with him?
Yeah, because that's with me too. I feel very connected with nature and animals and the animal kingdom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's one of your guides as well. And so I don't know if you are aware of that, or maybe you did sense that and, you didn't know for sure.
Yeah.
But he's letting you know that he is there. He's with you all the time, and he's part of your team. Reach out to him as well. And he himself, too, is letting you know that everything that you're doing, there's a lot of, you're planting a lot of seeds, because he's showing me seeds in the ground. And so, as you go along, you just keep planting those seeds, and they're just encouraging to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing.
Okay. Thank you so much. Incredible.
You're welcome. And I'll leave that with you.
Yeah.
Natasha?
Yep. There's definitely a theme here. I pulled the grandmother's card for you. So it says, remember your root perspective, trust the weaving. So definitely there's wisdom and support from your grandparents and your family, your ancestors.
Nice.
Yeah, they're walking beside you. They're guiding you. Also, there's the ancient power that comes through the generations and through the DNA in your family.
Yeah.
So, well, with the time that we're living in, you can express this energy, the DNA wisdom, on a much higher level because we're now entering the golden age.
Right.
And also it's important for you to connect with nature as much as you can, to be grounded.
Yeah.
You have to be really be grounded to receive it properly, because otherwise it can be overwhelming to your body if your body's not grounded.
Exactly. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also pulled the sun card for you, and it's just joy, enjoyment, life force, success, vitality, play. Just a nice balance for you every day.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. That's incredible.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody, for your time.
You're so welcome.
I really appreciate it. Yeah. Okay.
You're welcome.
Well,
you're welcome,
you
friend.
Have a good night. Yeah.
You as well.
Take care.
Yeah.
Bye bye now.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Okay. All right. Okay, let us do area code 205. 205.
Hi, ladies.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you for taking
my call.
Good. Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Patricia. And may I ask for a general, or do I need to be more specific?
Well, you could do a general, but if you're looking for, you know, something specific, you can go ahead and go there as well, too. So I'll leave that up to you.
Oh, God, I don't know which one to choose. I wanted to ask about love, but then I also wanted to know about when I would receive another work contract. I work in the medical profession, and I work by contract, and I have been without a contract for a little over a month and a half. So I guess that's why I wanted to know. I wanted to ask general.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Shannon, do you want to go first, or do you want me to pop in?
You go ahead.
Okay. All right, Patricia. So the first thing that pops up for me is as you're talking, there's like a lot of movement happening around you. There's been like a lot of decisions to be made. I feel like there's lots of questions, and I feel like it's kind of like, well, do I do that, or do I do that, or, you know, what about this? Does that make sense for you as well?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, yeah. It just feels like the mind is racing. I feel like my mind is racing. All of a sudden, I just have all of these thoughts, and they're really hard to kind of taper down. And I also feel you're energetic too, as well. You want to get things stabilized. You want to get things done right, so you can move on to the next thing. And I feel like that's what you're yearning for. That's how I see it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. As far as I'm going to go into work, because that's where spirit is pulling me. So I know you said you haven't had a contract. I do feel something coming for you, and just correct me. I didn't write it down. Did you say that it was in the medical field? Did you say medical?
Yes. Yes.
You did. Okay. Okay. So I feel like there's been, and it's not anything on your part, I feel like there was something that there was a block, okay, what it feels like to me, and let me explain what I'm seeing. There was a block within your next journey, right, your next path, and it's because it needed to be halted. And I feel like there's, like, been this delay. So it's nothing to do on your part. It's kind of like spirit, you know what I mean, just kind of pulling you back for a minute because I feel like something better is going to come along that they really want to push you, you know what I mean, kind of guide you, not push you, but guide you into that decision-making because I feel like something better is coming along for you.
Okay.
I do am picking up on the month of May. I'm seeing May especially. I know we're just getting into March, but I am seeing May. And I just feel like the need to just express, to just, you know, just to have that, you know, not only the patience, but the faith, right, the belief that something is coming because it feels like they're showing me like a birthday surprise, like it's a, you know, this box opens up and all this confetti comes out is how they're showing it to me. So it's something to celebrate. It's something that's really good and it feels very positive for you. And I do. I'm feeling towards the month of May is what they're showing me. And I feel like it's in the beginning of the month, too. I don't feel like it's the end of May. I feel like it's in the beginning of the month of May. Okay? And I feel like you're going to be very happy with that. I don't want you to get you know what I mean, like weighed down, though. So I just want you to keep your spirits high, and I want you to, you know, just I feel like I want to be telling you to get on the computer and to keep doing what you've been doing because I feel like you've been busy looking, and I feel like, you know, you've got all this information. So, yeah, I feel like you need to continue that in order to get here. Okay, and so that's what they're showing me.
Okay.
I hope that helps. Love life. When I look into it, I see you being wide open. So I don't feel like you're in a relationship right now. Would you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like. Yeah, because I just see you. I'm not seeing anybody there with you, but that doesn't mean that's not going to happen. It's just their way of showing me that, you know, you're single at this moment. And I do feel like there's going to be some newness coming in. So I feel that potential of, you know, somebody coming in into your life, but I also want to encourage you to, you know, again, just put yourself out there and just, you know, keep going and doing what you're doing. I feel like you may be on the shy side. I don't know if you understand that, but I like a little reserved, but I would just want to encourage you to just keep putting yourself out there and to keep setting those intentions and I'm manifesting this person to come into your life. And so, like I said, it feels like a very positive path that you're on, and I feel like both will connect for you, okay? And I hope that helped.
It did. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Shannon?
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Shannon. Thank you.
Okay. So I agree with Tina on the solid contract coming around the beginning of May because I kept saying the number 5 as well. But I feel like there is some available temp work that's going to be at play in before then that's going to give you, because I keep feeling like the opportunity, the better opportunity is going to be when you hear about word of mouth. because mm-hmm. I keep seeing the mouse being presented. So it's like you're doing temp work and somebody says, oh, hey, did you know this place is getting ready to do this, you know, kind of deal, so that you're actually getting your foot in just as they go to announce this, because I feel like it's going to be a place that's expanding.
Mm-hmm.
A medical facility that is expanding. And so it's going to be a solid placement. And I'm being told that one, it's going to end up providing opportunity for stability. They keep showing me stacks standing on top of each other. It'll give you stability for the things that you've been kind of stacking to the side. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And on the romance side of that, though, the energy for me, I keep getting brought to gatherings. So I feel like the romance side is at a time that you're not really thinking about it. You're like, I got the job. I'm getting that stack taken care of. Life is just nice. You've got a good, solid group of friends around you, and I keep seeing these, like, game nights or going out and having dinner or these little get-togethers of, you know, a little group of you. And that's where love opportunities are going to be making themselves known. Because I feel like it's coming through from people you will be around, if that makes sense. You know, like somebody's going, hey, yeah, you know, my cousin came to town. Can I bring him to lunch with us, you know? Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, yeah, bring the cousin. And then you're like, oh, cousin, so, yeah, hi. You know what I'm talking about? It's right. Like one of those things of like, God, how out of the blue could this be? Because you're not even focused on it, and it's somebody that's just this random pull in from the circle that of this new circle that is coming into play. Because I feel like it's got some of the old friends, but there's some new, a lot of newness coming in for you. Okay, so don't be afraid of taking some of the temp calls.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Don't be afraid of taking some of those temp calls, because I feel like that's where the word of mouth is going to be able to help you get that solid contract, and you're going to feel really good where you're at. Yeah. And that leads to other things.
Okay. Thank
that's
you.
What I have for you. You're welcome. Natasha, you have anything for Patricia?
Yeah. Patricia, what city are you in?
I'm in the state of Alabama, and the city is Adamsville or Birmingham. They're right next door, so, yeah.
Okay, I was just curious. So what I see for you is surrender to the mystery, the Great Mother, so... You know, don't get frustrated by, like, not knowing what's coming next, because you are being supported. Do you still have some emotions that you need to work on that are unresolved for you from your past?
I feel like I've resolved them, but evidently, if you picked it up, I haven't. I still need to work on them, but I feel like I've let that go. The person seems to every so often present themselves one way or another. And I do tell them the same, that I don't want to have anything to do with them, or I don't want to come with, you know, I don't want to communicate with them. I don't want to be friends
right.
with them. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, for you, and that's okay, right? Everybody has healthy boundaries that you have to, like, lay down and be like, no, you don't need to be in my life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you feel very strongly about it, you're still attracting it because you're going into resistance, and resist, you know, what you resist persists. So I think you need to release that person with love and neutrality. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so because when you've reached a point where you can be at least neutral, then you've really let go, right? Because if you
yeah.
can still feel angry or betrayed or, you know, whatever you felt in the past, right? If you can still pick up on these emotions, you still haven't let it go energetically, right? So,
right.
So what I do, though, if I have something with someone, like for whatever reason, you know, the connection's not working very well, I speak to their higher self. So that's what I would say. I would say, you know, I'm thankful for the time I shared with you because I learned things, but now it's time for our journeys to part. And then also when you say, I respect your sovereignty and say their name, you've now cut the energetic ties. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a really good, clean way to do it is I respect your sovereignty because they had the right to act however they acted. Because it's what you needed on your journey anyway to propel you forward to something better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're definitely being guided by your spiritual team. You know, there is more work definitely coming for you. That's not a problem. And there's some unseen help on its way. You have support. You have community. And if you just want to ground yourself, I don't know what the weather where you are is probably good. I'm getting a snowstorm tomorrow. So, you know, put your feet on the grass and really connect with Mother Earth to get you through this time and to keep you balanced. And also, I'm also, like, for the gentleman you will eventually meet and jive with, I'm seeing the reunion, soul recognition, collaboration, partnership, friendship. So it will be a great connection when you find that person. It's going to be helpful and healing to the both of you.
Hmm.
Okay.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I receive all of you ladies' beautiful messages. You're all beautiful earth angels. And I'm grateful for you and your messages. I love you all, and many blessings to you. I think it's my first time on your show. I've really enjoyed it. So thank you so much.
Thank you for the kind words. We're sending you love and blessings as well.
Thank you. I receive it. I receive that. Thank you again so much.
Thank you. What's going on, ladies?
I'm here. Where's Tina?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm right here.
Okay.
Here I was, Patricia. I'm talking to Patricia. Patricia can't hear me. If you're still on, Patricia, sending lots of love to you. That was beautiful, and that made my evening. So blessings to you too, sweetheart. Oh, okay. Are you guys ready for another caller?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, area code 650. Hi, 650. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Keely. I'm calling from Texas.
Keely, did you
Hello?
Say?
Yes. Yes.
Keely from Texas. Hi, how can we help you this evening?
I wanted to ask, I have been feeling very uneasy and ungrounded for the past week. I did my best to not talk to the phone and tell people, you know, I'm using silent time and try to find my ground, but I'm still in that unease space, and I'm calling if the guides or angels have any of the guidance in any place.
Okay. Okay, Shannon, do you want to go first?
Okay. Are you looking at getting a new place soon, Keely?
No, actually, I'm in a semi-new place about 3 months into this place.
Okay. Okay, I keep getting brought into another move coming up for you. So I'm not sure if there's... Give me a minute. Okay. All right. So they're bringing me back to movement again, and they're like, it's not just about a move, as it is about a lot of different movement happening in your life currently and moving forward. Would that make more sense? A lot of things
yes.
are movement. Okay. All right. So they're saying this is part of the ungrounded that's happening for you, and it's happening on purpose. You're being ungrounded on purpose because they're wanting you to move more like water. More like water. Okay. They're wanting you to move more like water because you have many things at play right now, and it's taking a lot of energy movement. And so by allowing your energy to flow more versus rooting in, it's going to allow more of these major changes to actually root in. Because I'm hearing that there's a couple of big things on your plate right now, and you're kind of like hoping these things are going to take their shape. I feel like they're still in baby stages. Does this make sense? A couple of the things
yeah,
you have at play
thing,
are like in their early stages?
A
okay.
new career, which
okay.
has a very big space
yeah.
in my mind. Yeah.
Yes, yes, okay. So that's where this water movement is coming into play. They're like, you need to flow like water and really use that element right now because you're building a lot of energy into these big parts of your life, this career. There's and they're showing me like five dominoes that are in a circle together that are all leaning into each other with this. So they're like, shift how you like to ground. So, okay, they're like, you don't want to be the tree. You want to be the water lily, the lily pad with the water and flowing with the movement, and allow your grounding to work with that element instead of like the tree. Does this make sense to you?
Is that meaning kind of go with the flow, don't stand
yes.
in one position? Yes. Say? Okay.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to end up, because I feel like this is only going to be for about 6 months that this will be where you kind of feel like you're floating like a lily pad. And then you're going to feel solid and be like, okay, now I can go back to some of my previous grounding practices. But they're also telling me by that point, you're going to be ready to make changes in those practices. You're ready to take those next steps for yourself. Does this make sense to you?
It does, probably. What comes to my mind is maybe within 6 months, I will have a solid grasp of my new career, and that would give me the confidence to pursue maybe better positions that I would love to have. But when it comes to the going with the flow, though, so what do I do to feel centered in a way? Like, I've been going out on a hike to be in nature. It felt better, you know what I mean? Because I can't seem to sit still in a way because my mind is racing, or all I want to do is just eat or sleep, you know what I mean, if I'm in the house. And just lethargic almost all the time. So going with the flow is just let the day be and don't analyze it too much or try, you know, to seek something. Oh, I have to do this to feel a little bit grounded. Is that where they're going at?
Yes. Yes, more like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what I have for you. Natasha or Gina?
I'm ready. Okay. I pulled some cards for you. Sorry, what is your name?
Julie.
I can't make that out. Can you repeat that?
H-I-W-I.
Are you saying Kiwi?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so it was funny when Shannon was pulling, was talking about the water, because I pulled an oracle card for you called the Sacred Waters, nourishment, replenishment, health, rest, and self-care. So I think during this time, because water is literally source energy, God energy, it's really important if you can have like Epsom salt baths with some essential oils that you like lavender or whatever, and also showers. And just when you're having a shower, just imagine golden light is hitting you and rebalancing you, okay?
Yeah.
And also spending time by a river, ocean, lake, whatever you have access to will rebalance you as well. And you're going through a time right now. It's a transformation. Like there's like a new you birthing through right now. And let's see. And you're also going through a healing time. You're healing a lot in your being right now. There's a lot happening right now, too, to help with that. There's the solar storms, and we're getting that extra sun energy. We're getting those light codes, and that's helping you to heal. And, again, it's important to ground when we're receiving these energies so they don't overwhelm us, you know, mentally and physically. And then, do you have a creative side that you like to express?
You know, that message came through today, too. The only side of creativity in my life is music, you know? Just maybe there's something hidden that I'm not aware of, but...
So are you playing music? Are you listening to music? Are you,
like,
do you play an instrument?
Listening.
Okay, well, so music is very important. Sound is very important because it can reach all the levels of your being. So just, you know, just pick, I would be obviously going for some really good meditation music or the kind of music that just makes you dance in the kitchen. That's great, too. Because that way you're moving the energy. The energy is not being stagnant in your body or in your home by you dancing around the house.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. You're right.
So, yeah.
About the Epsom salt, too. Like, I've been craving it, and I did take about 2 baths this week, and it felt great. I'll keep doing that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's what I have for you, and I wish you all the best in what you're working
on. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Kiwi. This is Tina. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. So the first thing that comes up for me when I go into your energy is I just feel like I'm depleted. I feel like, I just feel like my body's depleted. I feel like I'm just kind of drained. I'm running on empty. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm not a doctor and I can't diagnose, but I am encouraging you, just to take your vitamins. I just see B vitamins and I'm seeing those kinds of things. And I'd want you to, obviously consult with your doctor first as far as that goes. But I just feel like I'm just depleted and I keep seeing these B vitamins too. So I just want to bring that to your attention as well, because that's what I'm feeling like. I just need to put some more vitamins in my body. So that's the first thing. And I feel like even hydration for you too, because I feel like maybe you're not drinking enough water. I feel like your intention is to drink water, right? But I just don't feel like it's enough. Does that make sense to you as well? You're forgetting to drink or something.
Yeah. I need to drink more water, definitely.
Okay. Because I'm seeing bottles all around, like water bottles all around. Like you put it down on the counter and you walk away and then you forget to drink it and that kind of thing. So that's what I'm being shown. So that will also help you feel better, and it will also help you sleep better, because I feel like your sleep cycle is also affected. So I feel like all around you're on this hamster wheel of the stress, the anxiety, the not sleeping, the not, you know what I mean? The not, just the overall well-being, your well-being feeling drained. So I just want to bring that, that's what comes in for the first thing that comes in for you. Then I want to go into, I do see a lady here, and I am seeing an older lady here. This she feels like she would be grandmother to you, and she does feel like on mom's side. Would you understand a grandmother on mom's side in spirit?
Yes, my mom's mother has passed.
Okay, your mom's mom. Okay, that's who I feel like is with me, and I feel like this lady would have been, she kind of just, I don't want to say tells you like it is, but she's very, she just tells you, I guess that's the only way I can put it. She tells you the truth, right? She tells you what's on her mind. Do you understand that with her?
That's me to me, because my relationship was different. Like, I didn't know intimate things about her or anything. And when we go to her house, it's just showing us love. But advice-wise or anything, I was too young for that. But
okay, so you were really little.
That she's like that, yeah.
Yeah, because she. Let me just make sure that this is your grandmother. Let me just get a little bit more information. So personality-wise, she feels like she would just tell you the truth. She faces things. She's the type of person that would face things head-on. Rather than kind of cower to things. So I feel like she's got a very strong personality with this lady. I also feel a sense of family around her as well, so I would know that family would be very important to her. And she was also very interested in knowing how everybody, how everybody was doing. Very invested, very, do you understand that about your grandmother from what you can remember?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, her social life, was very important, and you know, she has sons that have passed already, and her husband too, or in spirit. Yeah.
Okay. And would you also understand the letter M? Either that's her name or somebody. I feel like I'm not a Margaret, but like an M. I'm seeing M A letter with her as well. Do you understand that with either in spirit or in? You do understand the M A.
My mom's name starts with M.
Okay, M A. Okay, because that's what she's showing. So, and your mom is still here. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So she's just acknowledging your mother. So that's just, you know, for validation that I am speaking with your grandmother. So that's how they come through for me. Mm-hmm. They give me that evidence first. Okay. All right. So that is how she's making me feel, though. So she's making me feel like she's wanting to tell you. So that in the very beginning when I told you about that you know, the vitamins, the sleeping, the hydration. And so I feel like she wants to take care of you. I feel like she wants me to tell you to, you know, take care of yourself. Make sure that you're doing these things, because you're feelings of uneasiness and ungrounded is part of that as well. But I also know you're very stressed, because she makes me feel like you're very stressed. You don't have all of the answers that you're looking for, but she is encouraging you, you know, and it's like the theme of the night too. It's that, you know, that spiritual hygiene that we were talking about, encouraging you to have the, you know what I mean, to kind of maybe do some meditation or to listen to certain music. I know Natasha had mentioned about music. And so it's about self-care. I feel like there really needs to be a lot of self-care. And then other things will fall into place. And I feel like you just have to make, you know, and she just said it to me, you have to make yourself a priority is what I just heard her say to me. And so I hope that helps. I hope that makes sense with everything that you know, you're going through right now. And know that she's right there. She is right there with you. And she's helping you along. And she sends her, she's blowing kisses to you right now, and she sends her love to you, and she just wraps herself around you, and, you know, she makes me feel like she's got you, okay? And I want to leave you with that message.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. In general, did you say vitamins in general, or did you specifically say vitamin B as in boy?
I saw the letter B, like vitamin B. I want you, though, to call your doctor, and I want you, you know what I mean, because I, like I said, I'm not a doctor, I can't diagnose. I want to make sure that, you know what I mean, you get that clearing from your doctor, and, you know that, you know, if there is a deficiency going on there, you know what I mean, whatever it may be to you know, address that and look into that, okay?
No, you're absolutely right. No, I have all the vitamins. And just like she said, it's a matter of like putting myself first and really putting it into practice. Like, you're dead on everything. And I understand the vitamin B-Y too. So I just wanted to go to check on it. Yeah. It's very true. Yeah.
All right. Well, I send you lots of love and many blessings, and I hope you have a very good evening.
Thank you. Thank you all.
You're so welcome.
Okay.
You're so welcome.
Have a good
Take
time.
Care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Let's see. You guys ready for one more?
Yep.
Okay. Yes. Let's do area code 203.
Hi, this is Pat.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I know it's the end of the show.
Oh, you're so welcome. What is your first name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
It's Pat.
Oh, hi, Pat. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
A little bit. little bit stressed. I've been trying to get up to see my granddaughter for about a month now and finally planned it this weekend. It's one state north of me, and they're going to get 5 to 8 inches of snow Friday night. And I was planning on Saturday. I don't know if you can see if that's going to work or not, but I'm also really worried about my daughter-in-law. Her stress and need to control is now turning into panic attacks and phobias and physical palpitations and other things. And I really, really would love to approach her with some help, but anything that you can see about that.
And this is your daughter-in-law?
Yeah, my daughter-in-law.
Okay.
I've got a 4-year-old grandmother I'm trying to get up to see.
Okay. Shannon, do you want to go first?
Sure. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
So I'm hearing that the trip is going to happen. You'll make it. You're going to make it this time.
Okay.
Drive carefully.
Okay.
Travel carefully. But as far as your daughter-in-law right now, and I'm being told to be specific of that, but it's the right now. She needs to experience some of this, and that's hard to stand by. And so they say the best thing for you right now is be that loving support, and especially with your grandson, and provide that safe zone for her to speak up to when she has those opportunities that she feels safe enough.
Yep.
And then you can drop little Easter eggs. And they're being specific about this. Dropping the Easter eggs, not the whole bombshell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
These experiences are lessons that are important for her right now because she is needing to learn some stuff about herself and having to focus on what her health and her energy in her body are trying to communicate. They're showing me like a disconnect, okay? And which tells me that she's pushing her body harder than the rest of her is really wanting her to do. Her soul is like, and spirit is like, hold up here, try to pull in the reins back. And she's, you know, got the foot down on the pedal. So there's a disconnect, and that's what part of this is about, is pulling those, her spirit is pulling the reins back. So that's what these are going to help teach her, okay? And these are valuable lessons for her to learn in the now because she's going to help your grandson learn these tools that are going to help him because he is more of the crystal child that have come in, and he's going to be much more sensitive and aware and, you know, the abilities are, you're already seeing these things in him. So mom is needing to learn some self lessons right now. And you are to be the loving support. And when she opens the opportunities, you drop the little Easter eggs of information to help. Okay, and little by little, she'll start to take them, you know, into play. At first, there'll be resistance, but that's on her. That's not for you, okay? You're only to be that loving support and keep providing that that bit each time, okay? But this is really, really valuable because it's really going to be some great stuff she's going to have for life tools, and it's going to really be helping this highly creative soul that she brought in, your grandson.
Yeah.
He's quite the creative force there.
Actually, my granddaughter, and at 5:30 in the morning saying, "Mommy, mommy, mommy, green light, green light," and, you know, get up, and she does not stop until they're literally, you know, trying to get her to go to bed and fighting and fighting, and it's very hard on everybody. Since COVID, they've been working at home, and you know what happens to these young kids, that she's finally in pre-K, so she gets to socialize a bit. But it's very, I worry about their marriage. And I worry at this point that she's going to make herself ill. And I do hear your message. I do hear it. And it's helpful to me because I always need to be told to step back and reminded of that. And she's not that open to me. So
there'll be opportunities. They're saying, don't worry, there's going to be some opportunities for conversations because, the little one's not going to stop seeing spirit. But, this is a time for mom that she's going to be learning some new stuff about herself. Sometimes we have to do that.
She's very intelligent, and intelligent enough definitely to learn things, but also so controlling. Sometimes she just gets so focused about running the whole show that, as you say, she doesn't stop to see anything else. How can my son support her best? Because in a way, you know, he can't do anything right when you've got someone that's so controlling. And I say that with great love towards her. This is just who she is and what she struggles with. But it's real hard on my son not to be emasculated. He's there supporting all the time, but I know he's not happy.
You know, one of the things they say for love is, love is at its purest moments when you're loving the worst part of ourselves. Okay. So sometimes what we're seeing from our partner that's frustrating us is actually another attribute. It's a part of our own mirror that we need to look at.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they say, you know, when you can... Part of loving someone for all of their ugly parts and their beautiful parts is also a part of learning to love ourselves with all of the ugly parts and the beautiful parts.
That's a wonderful statement.
I would recommend you, you know, speaking to your son and reminding him that her having, if she needs to feel that control, if it's not a real issue, it has nothing to do with who he is as a person. His person is beautiful as he is. And if he can love her openly for how she is and who she is, what an amazing young man you raised.
Right.
Right? Because it doesn't matter whether the marriage lasts 50 years, 100 years. It's the fact that your son is loving someone purely in the now and accepting them for who they are in the now. And whatever the future unfolds for the two of them is their path. And that's what their souls will choose as they move forward, whether it's together or not, and it's going to be perfect and beautiful as that is.
Okay. I need to ask you another question. I wasn't planning on this, but this is such so deep. I've been, you know, planning on this for a couple of years and holding myself back and holding myself back, and I felt like this is the right time now. I was going to bring my son two books on addiction, alcoholism, and just say, you know, he did talk about this recently a little bit, and just say, you know, just you may find some help as far as your health, as far as what alcohol does to you. I'm with all the stress, I'm wondering if this is not the right time to do it. Just give it to him. Get the books.
I'm hearing that's really a choice that you're going to need to make on the by how you feel in the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. Personally, Pat, if it was me, and I am a grandma too, on this visit, if it was my choice on this visit, I would still hold back on those, and I would go in and have a good time with the grandson and the son and the daughter-in-law, and then let a little bit of stuff happen there, and then, you know, be like, oh, here, I'm getting rid of some stuff. Here's some books. You know? But that's me. So you need to use your own judgment with that one.
Okay.
All right?
That makes
sense. But Spirit loves you, and they've got great love for you. So keep doing what you're doing, honey. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Tina,
Natasha?
Yeah, hi, Pat. This is Tina. Okay.
Thank you.
So,
hi.
How are you?
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of what Shannon said, I was picking up myself. So there's really nothing, you know, any different. She had it just perfectly nailed it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly, you know, what I was seeing as well and feeling as well. I am picking up also, though, on, you know, I don't know your daughter-in-law, but I was picking up on some past childhood stuff. And so I feel like that kind of went into, you know what I mean, to the person that she is now. And I feel like some of that, you know, because of her experiences has shaped her into, you know, the thought process and the patterns.
And
I think there's that compassion. I feel like I want to give her a lot of compassion because I really do think she's been through a lot. And I think, you know, there's a lot of love around. There's a lot of love around. I am seeing a lot of love, you know, with your son, with your daughter-in-law, with yourself also. And I know it's so difficult to be in the, you know what I mean? You're just watching from afar and to, you want to help more, you know what I mean? And I feel that compassion coming from your heart as well. And kind of like, I feel like you want to just fix it. And I feel like you want to, you know what I mean? Does that make sense to you?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you just want to get right in there and fix it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I've learned for the past 2 years, I've learned a lot about this, about holding back and, you know, it's their choices and their sovereignty and all that. It's also really hard because I have to go crazy to pack up everything from my dog and from me, food and medicine and clothes and what's the weather going to be. And now they don't want me there with the dog, so I'm going to a hotel. And it ends up exhausting, and I end up really in tears, feeling so kind of alone in all of this because they're so focused on their own issues. And that's okay. I deal with it every time, but it's exhausting.
And I understand that. And I definitely, it's hard. It really is hard.
And it's, you know, it's hard for you as you know, the mom and the grandmother to go through that as well. And so I commend you and, you know, for showing your love and for continuing and as difficult as it may be. But they,
yeah.
I feel like they definitely need you. You're definitely needed. And so it's important for you to understand that as well, that you are needed, you are loved. And, you know,
that
even the smallest things, yeah, even the smallest things that you do really do matter. And so know that, you know.
That helps a lot.
And know that. You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
I hope you hold that in your heart and,
I will.
And remember that. Okay. All right, and I'll leave
yeah.
that with you.
Natasha?
So you're so welcome, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
I'm going to tell you,
yep.
be selfish. Be selfish about your self-care.
Yeah.
So that you can deal with all of this.
Right.
You know? I don't know what your meditation is, whether it's being in nature, whether you have a hobby that you like to do and you focus and you feel really good.
Yeah.
But, you know, focus on you, because what happens is if you're feeding, you know, you and what you need, you can cope with the whole situation much better.
Right. Right.
Right. Because so when you're adding, you know, the sad emotions or worry emotions, it kind of grows the problem.
Right.
All you really need to do is visualize everybody there. Visualize them happy and balanced and doing well, because that's you sending loving, healing energy to the parents.
Right.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
Also, you can also talk to their higher selves, because sometimes it's really hard to talk to an everyday person in your life, because they're going to jump into ego. They're going to want to defend themselves. They're going to maybe want to argue
yeah.
with you. You
yeah.
don't need to do any of that. You just speak to their higher self, because, you know, you just find a quiet moment and you speak everything that you want for them from your heart, and it
mm-hmm.
will go directly to their heart. You can often see a change in their behavior within the week. That's how it is for me when I use that.
Okay.
So, no, you're awesome for caring so deeply and everything, but you really need to focus on your self-care and trust that the universe, your guides, their guides are guiding them. They aren't being
okay.
guided to a better situation.
Okay.
Okay.
That helps. That's helpful too. Yeah. Thank you. My son,
okay.
My dog is sitting here giving me kisses. He never does that. He's really saying thank you to you guys for helping me.
Aww.
I never get kisses from him.
You're so welcome, Pat. All right.
You
have a great evening.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
I'm very grateful
right.
for this. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless you as well. Take care. Well, ladies, that was a lot of fun, and I want to extend our thanks to the listeners and callers. We love to be of service to you and to spirit, and hope that our show has brought some healing and insight. In difficult times, we may not see the answers and can feel weighed down. Know that you do have the power and the light within you. Let us help guide you on your journey and be that lighthouse. Till next time, be well and be gentle with yourself. Have a good night,
ladies.
Good night.
Good night.